Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and we are here with Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor for the Times Union. Joins us each week. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
We're hanging in on a Tuesday morning, and we're looking first at a politically connected lobbying firm, which the paper reports has provided unpaid campaign consulting services to several Democratic lawmakers, which is raising shocking ethical questions in Albany.
New York City-based firm Patrick B. Jenkins and Associates have provided years of unpaid campaign consulting services to several Democratic state lawmakers at the same time that they've lobbied the legislature, according to people we've spoken to and records that the newspaper has seen. Good government groups have long criticized the practice of campaign consultants lobbying lawmakers that they help elect, but it's illegal. It's legal to do that. But the legal situation may be thornier if the lobbying firms perform that expert campaign work without recouping payment. In this case, Patrick B. Jenkins and Associates has gone unpaid for months or even years in its political fundraising work for some members of the assembly, the records show. It's worth tens of thousands of dollars. Sources say the fundraising work included Patrick B. Jenkins and Associates soliciting campaign donations from its long roster of lobbying clients during the budget season that just ended.
Let's go from there to teachers, and looks like they'll soon have greater control over how they're evaluated.
Yeah, that's right. The teachers unions have really despised the process of using the state standardized tests to evaluate teachers, and local teachers unions, through their collective bargaining process, should elect greater control over how their members are evaluated in the future. That's because the state lawmakers added provisions to a new law that permanently halted the mandatory link between student exam scores and teacher evaluations. The new law covers several aspects of teaching and testing evaluations, and while some kinds of tests are still going to be needed in the evaluation process, there will no longer be a requirement that evaluations be tied to the state's standardized 3rd to 8th grade math and English assessments. The law also removes a major penalty for teachers whose students perform badly on their exams. Previously, teachers and principals could have been rated as ineffective on part of their evaluation based on the student performance.
Well, things outside are greening up nicely as we've received quite a bit of rain through the last month and into early May. And the recent days, that has weakened a stretch of road around Saratoga Lake.
Yeah, that's right. It's a beautiful drive along Saratoga Lake, but there's a 200-foot strip of Route 9P on the edge of the lake that was crumbling so bad. The State Department of Transportation closed the road to all traffic Monday. They're making immediate repairs, and other stretches of 9P are down to a single lane of traffic while other repairs are being made. The repair work that's being done up in Saratoga Lake is around Spruce Ridge, and the damage to the road was exacerbated by storm water runoff from the couple of weeks of rain we just got done having.
So a caution for those of you that travel around that area, 9P. We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin, the city editor for the Times Union. You can find out more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.